利润到一个点上，有多少钱？
I was really amped up on that first, as anyone would be in the first outing of the year. Maybe a little more so for me, just being back in Philadelphia. So, you know, first inning is going to happen. And then settled in there pretty good. And then that last inning just kind of got away from the plan a little bit and made a couple mistake pitches and two balls were out. But otherwise, I thought I'd...threw the ball well and kept them off balance, and it's a good hitting ball club.
When you were, you say you got away from the plan and mistake, but when you were following that, what was it that was working for you?
I mean, it was just everything was working. The slider was really disgusting today, and so, I probably could have thrown a little bit more of it in that sixth. But fastball was good. Cutter was really good. Got away from it a little bit in the middle innings, but otherwise we threw the ball well. We mixed speeds. We got him, in, out, up, down, and made him swing at some good two-strike pitches too. So that's where I'm a little bit happier in my results. But end of the day, we want to win, and we were in that ball game until I give up, the two runs in the sixth. So. We tried to fight back, and it is what it is.
How much did you throw to Cutter today?
I would say a handful. It's hard to say exactly what number. I'll probably have to break down the percentages tomorrow. But it was a pretty good sample size. Got a few rollovers, broken bats on it. And so, it's a good pitch. It's effective, especially against... that lineup, they're swinging. So to get them off the fastball a little bit, it definitely helped.
Your lineup has some guys you played with, and then kind of some newcomers. Like, what are some of the challenges of facing a deep lineup like that?
Yeah, I mean, every time you look up, they got depth, and those guys know me a little bit too. They know that I want to get to my changeup. They know, especially Reed. And his two hits today off me were off changeups, and so that was just bad game planning on my part. But at the end of the day, it was to me, it's first start of the year. I got 5 days and I got to get ready for the next one. So, this is just where it begins, and I can hold my head up, with a lineup like that, and being able to throw the ball as well as I did. So,
how has the experience been using the pitch com stuff? Has it been pretty normal?
Today was the first day I used it, I like it. I really do. I think it's going to be good for guys that like to pitch fast. And there's a couple times where I know Harper and Hoskins stepped out of the box to try to slow me down, because it's really just get the ball and go. And so I like the pitch calm. I use it. It's cool. Yeah. It's different, and I had really no time with it before today. So exactly zero time with it before today. So yeah. It's different. It's different for sure, but I like it a lot.
So you definitely probably keep using it.
Yeah, I'll probably keep using it for sure.
The broken bat was real new to in the first inning. Was that cutter?
Yeah, that was the cutter.
Okay.
That was the cutter. And I'm not sure if he looked up at me or something, but I know he wasn't expecting the cutter. And that's it just kind of goes to show you that there's going to be some teams that don't know how to throw it, and they know now, obviously. It's a good pitch to get off my fastball, to get to my sinker. My sinker and changeup are my best pitch, and it's going to allow me to be able to use those a little bit more. But it's a balance.
And did Castellanos hit a fastball?
Yeah, sinker. It was over the middle of the plate, but I mean, I thought it was down enough. But he's a good enough hitter that he's going to put a good swing on it, and he did. He was hunting fastball a little, and he made me pay. I was amped up too. There's a lot of factors going into that first inning, but at the end of the day, he put a good swing on it and hit that ball out.
Thanks, Cole.
Yeah, thank you.